This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with our study of the very important topic of rightly dividing the word of truth. We have shown that while the law was very important in God's scheme of things, the law, that is the Old Testament, that it was never addressed to anybody living today in specific detail. It was addressed to the Jew only, and it has been taken out of the way, and that there was no absolute salvation offered under it. Men could be saved only by the blood of Christ, according to Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 through chapter 10, verse 4. Now the question might well be raised by those who have been listening to this study, what then was the purpose of the law? And I suggest to you, first of all, according to Galatians chapter 3, that it was added because of transgression. Now note Paul's words beginning in verse 15 of Galatians chapter 3. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet when it hath been confirmed, no one maketh it void or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Now this I say, a covenant confirmed beforehand by God, the law, which came 430 years after, doth not disannul, so as to make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance of the law, it is no more of promise, but God hath granted it to Abraham by promise. What then is the law? It was added because of transgression till the seed should come, to whom the promise hath been made, and it was ordained through angels by the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could make alive, verily righteousness would have been of the law. But the Scripture shut up all things under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Now you can see that the definite purpose, at least one definite and primary purpose, of the giving of the law of Moses to this particular nation of people, the Jews, was, as Paul said, it was added because of transgression till the seed should come. In other words, we can see here that God is building a sort of fence around the Jews to guard them from the idolatry of the nations about them, so that when his Son came into the world as the Messiah and went about them saying, I am the Son of God, their reaction would not be, as it no doubt would have been among the Greeks or the Gentiles, well, which God are you the son of? For they believed in thousands of gods. So the law of Moses was a sort of barrier or fence, or as Paul puts it in Colossians or in Ephesians chapter 2, it is a middle wall of partition which divided the Jews from the rest of mankind. It was added because of transgression to guard men from sin and to keep them from idolatry and to help them to understand the heinousness of sin. Paul said, I had not known sin except the law said, thou shalt not covet. Now further, the law has the purpose of being a tutor or a schoolmaster to bring men to Christ. Note beginning reading in the same third chapter of Galatians, but now with verse 23, Paul has this to say. But before faith came, and he means there before the New Testament, before the faith, before the gospel came, we were kept in ward under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterward be revealed, so that the law is become our tutor to bring us unto Christ. But now that faith is come, we are no longer under a tutor. Now, he calls the gospel the faith, and he calls the Old Testament the tutor. And now he says, we are no longer under a tutor, but we are under the faith. Therefore, it's clear that the law of Moses has been done away, and every man, if he is to be saved in the gospel age, will be saved by the gospel. It is certainly our prayer that you will read your Bible with this information in mind. Please do be with us next time as we continue this important study.